A very unusual thing happened on Wednesday when I had lunch with your pastor. He showed me the bulletin for today, and I said, 2 Samuel? That's not in the lectionary, not this part. He said, no, we're doing it, and he explained to me, and he said, but I'll tell you what, I give you, and you have to understand that supply pastors tend to pick out an old sermon that they've used before, knowing that that the congregation they're serving on this day, and they've probably never heard it, and you kind of rework it so you don't have to start from scratch. So Jeff said to me, I give you permission to find an old sermon, read the scripture, and then deliver that sermon and just tell the people. Well, a funny thing happened. I got home that Wednesday afternoon, still dealing a bit with a cold. I knew Thursday was going to be a bad, windy day. So I said, I'm going to stay in all day, which I did. I looked back at the text and I said, you know, I'm going to write a sermon from scratch, because that's what the people deserve, to look at this text and see where it takes us. So that's what I'm doing this morning. You may want to have the text in front of you from 2 Samuel if you want to refer to a few things. I want to kind of recreate a little bit of what's going on. In the first part of our text, the first paragraph, David was not just anointed king, but shepherd over God's people, Israel. And he reigned for 40 years. In the second part, the second paragraph from the sixth chapter, David was bringing the Ark of God to Jerusalem, otherwise known as the Ark of the Covenant, a sacred chest containing the tablets of the law, which Moses had received from God after he had helped God's people escape slavery in Egypt. This ark, the Ark of the Covenant, which went with the people through the wilderness, they carried it with them. This ark, which represented God's power and God's presence, and which eventually was located in the temple, the house of worship for God's people. The predecessor to today's house of worship, the church in which we reside this morning, complete with an altar and its holy communion elements on top, through which we celebrate the Good Shepherd, the one who died and rose for each one of us. So I hope you see the connection between David being the shepherd of God's people and the need to bring the Ark of the Covenant with God, God's relationship with his people, to their house of worship. And now we have the altar and on it communion elements, which we will celebrate shortly. And what does David do? The last verse of our text. He and all the house of Israel were dancing before the Lord with all their might, with songs and a variety of musical instruments, which I won't spell out. David puts the focus not on himself, but on the kingship of God by bringing that ark and what it represents to Jerusalem, and celebrates by dancing exuberantly with abundant joy. Later in this same chapter, there are several places, but specifically verse 16, as the ark is brought into the city, Saul's daughter Michal looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. David kind of loses himself in the presence of God, an act of humble worship. Well, we just sang one of the verses in that wonderful hymn we just finished. We just sang about dancing. When is the last time you danced in the church during worship? Well, most of us, especially if we've been Lutheran for all of our lives or most of our lives, have been taught to be reverent in God's house. We don't get too excited. We don't get out of control before God. So we don't dance normally. And I got to thinking, well, I spent a lot of years doing youth ministry. And it wasn't hard then for me to recall that on several youth Sundays years ago, I did dance in church. I'm not sure I leaped and danced like David, but I did dance. And then I remembered that there was a particular hymn that was a part of what we did as youth leaders and youth in those churches. It may be one that you recall. I'm just going to share one verse because there's like half a dozen of them, and the chorus that goes with it. I danced on the Sabbath, and I cured the lame. The holy people said it was a shame. They whipped, and they stripped, and they hung me high, and they left me there on a cross to die. And then the chorus, dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. That kind of joyful dance comes to us only in following and worshiping Almighty God, the very one, the Good Shepherd, who is whipped and stripped and left on a cross to die. I'm, like many people, a very visual person. And again, in the old days, and you know, the older I get, the more I go back to the old days, but some of you can understand that. But I like to think of something visual too, as I think about David leaping and dancing in praise of the God that he has been anointed by. So I think of the Peanuts character Snoopy, the dog that dances whether those around him want him to or not. He can't stop himself. Leaping for joy, who says in one caption, to live is to dance, and to dance is to live. And of course, he's leaping and bounding all over the place. Dancing may be indeed, as one author said, the supreme symbol of spiritual life. This is the kind of living that Paul was talking about when he said, he who through faith is righteous shall live, because in faith there is a joy that nothing can take away from you. A joy that nothing can take away from you. I may never personally be able to freely dance and leap for joy like Snoopy or David or some of my good Baptist friends when I've been to their church and they get into the Spirit. They really do. And it's something I wish I could feel comfortable doing, but I don't. But though I may not dance like David or Snoopy, I can still, as a child of God, celebrate the loving God in ways that show how important he is in my life. Worshiping, trying to show others the love of God in my daily existence. The caption in the book, in the bulletin today, says, God's story, our story, and then underneath it says, God is worth it to celebrate and give thanks to Almighty God, whether we dance literally or inside or not. Isn't that why we are here this morning? Amen.